Oh dear. So, did your mother, was she an assistant registrar for a long time
What's
then?
that?
Your mother, did she do the assistant registrar's job for a long time
Oh,
or?
yeah, it's a little. I don't know what time, if you got a nice letter of thanks for the county council when you did. How well, I suppose she. Well, I've been. When she moved to abuse, I suppose she. Oh, I don't know the answer to that. But good thing that way, if you want.
And so, how did it come about that you became the registrar then, Peter?
By default, my father died. I thought it was a chance, so I applied and got the job. £15 a year, I think, pay was at that time.
And did you get any special training for it, or was it just?
Well, no, the books and get on with. I mean, much later, or 20 or 30 years after they took everybody out. Ran a series of courses in Edinburgh, and I was invited off, expenses paid, and all that. And I'd been registrar for a lot of years, and I made some comment to her neighbour on the line, so I'd been off to Edinburgh, they decided to teach me how to be registrar, and they said it's taken them some time to find out you can't.
So, was it quite a busy job? Did it take up quite a lot of your
Oh,
time?
no, not very much. It was classed as a part-time job, and Kirkwall one is supposed to be full-time, but then the Kirkwall one only works from 9 till 5, but the country ones, at least where I was, a great part of the western in the evening, where somebody came and did this, so. The limits of the other member and the staff here seems to be objecting to the line or
So births, marriages, deaths.
Births, marriages and deaths.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Were there any unusual stories from your days?
Oh, well, how long are we going to stay?
Well, we'll know if we'll do it right enough, but.
Well, what we're talking about time, the earliest one was 7:45 in the morning and the latest 7:45 PM. We could enlarge on that, but we'll know. But at the millennium, there was great talk of the millennium baby, the first baby to be born. But I said at the time that if any baby had been born in my area in December, I had persuaded the people to put off the registration till the 1st of January the next year. But no babies was born, so I can't claim to have registered the first baby in the millennium. But then, just before I stopped, there was the, lost for words, I was authorised registrar to conduct marriages, and this was to conduct gay marriages. The paperwork had all the paperwork, none of it ever turned up, but it was all there. So all this talk about the weddings and so on, the civil weddings before that. So why they all went on the other weddings, I don't know.
Wouldn't it be a big take up in Stennis necessarily?
No. Well, like some people came from Sooth to get married in Orkney. I asked one couple from Sooth how they picked me to do the ceremony. They laughed and said I was the first one that had answered the phone.
So you did that job for a long time.
Well,
you must have a very.
Well, I was just weeks into 50 years.
So there must be an awful lot of folk going about Stennis that do you know when they were born and when they got
that's
married
right.
and.
That's right.
Everything about them, really.
But it could be said that, you could charge for opening the safe and answering somebody's questions, but I never did. So in that sense, I lost money in that. But usually when the phone, I would tell them, well, let's phone back in half an hour, and So in the you could speak as long as you like. The phone call was there, and it's no expense to me. But the
And you probably got a lot of inquiries from folk wanting to find out about the past. And nowadays we've got things like the Orkney Family History Society and all that, but I suppose in those days folk would just have had to go to the registrar or the records. Or
a little bit off the record, but you mind the South Ronaldsea. South Ronaldsea. Well, the children, so yes. You know. Mm-hmm. One of the lawyers up for that came to me, and one of his ancestors had come from Stennis. So that was fine. We studied that, got on well, and he left his address. And then this John Icebeater spoke here. This lawyer ancestor was my Archie, and then John Icebeater's letters. He'd gone off to join a new ship, and when he got there, the cook was drunk, so no breakfast, go ashore and get something to eat, turned into fish. And he said the first when he went into was run by a granddaughter of Archie. So anyways, he got a cheap meal, but through the delight of the man doing the research, he sent him a copy of the letter, and that is a branch of the family he never heard of. Mm-hmm. So you have ups and downs. So.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose you're on call 24 hours a day, really, are you? Or do you?
Well, aye, literally that.
Mm-hmm. So did you have a special room for doing this work?
No,
just
my wife said the pay was not, the space taken up by the safe was not repaid by the little pay. It was like two fireproof safes.
And he kept all the things locked in there then, the record?
Yes,
And did they have combination safes?
Oh, no, just keys.
Right.
And one stage the county council lost. The county council kept the key and I kept the key. The county council lost the keys and we all had to make new keys to give the county council back.
Mm-hmm. So what happened when the census?
Oh, well, it could be said I've taken part in every census from 1951 until... Mm-hmm. I wasn't in the last census, but I had a job in every one of the censuses up till then. So at one stage I would claim to have been in every house. Why did the Stennis was in two halves? The registrar organised the censuses in 1951 and something like that. Later on it was doing in a whole of Orkney. But I could claim to have been in every house in Stennis. But there are a lot of houses been built since then.
Mm-hmm. So it's been quite a lot of work that then?
Oh well, yes, but it's extra pay too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Yes.